Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
Hi, guys. Welcome. Now, today we're taking a look at the article called, Can I Get a Discount? Now, this sounds like something that might happen when you go shopping.
Yes.
Maybe at a night market, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you go shopping to the night market often, Elsie?
I love night markets. 我很爱夜市。There are so many night markets in Taiwan, like Shiling Night Market. This is my favorite one. What's yours?
I really like Raohe.
Oh, Raohe?
Yeah, because there's a lot of good food there.
I live next to it.
Oh, the next time I can go look for you when I go shop there.
Yep.
So do you ask for a cheaper price on the things you buy?
我会被杀价。Yes, you have to do that, especially night markets. If 老板 says the price is, for example, $399, you gotta talk it down to $300.
Oh, but what if they say no?
You can say, how about $330? How about $350? Until 老板 says yes.
Oh, I see. I think you have some pretty good skills here.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not so much. But you can see in this article how Laura kind of teaches me how to do it. So how about let's read the conversation in our article for today to learn more.
Okay.
Can I get a discount?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Tiffany and Laura are shopping. Tiffany sees a white dress. She likes it, but she thinks it's a bit expensive.
Why don't you ask the clerk for a discount?
I can't bargain very well.
It's easy. Watch me. Hi, I'd like to get this dress.Do you have a new one?
I'm afraid not. This is the last one.
There is a mark on it. Can it come off? By the way...Your shoes are so cute.
Thank you. That mark will come off when you wash it.
Could you give me a discount because of this mark, please?
This dress is 20% off already.
It's still too expensive. Oh well, thanks for your help.
Laura and Tiffany begin to walk away from the store.
Wait, I'll give you a discount. How does 30% off sound?
Tiffany buys the dress.
Clerk, clerk. I asked the clerk to help me find a dress in my size. I asked the clerk to help me find a dress in my size. Mark, Mark. Peter cleaned the mark on the wall with some soap and water. Peter cleaned the mark on the wall with some soap and water. Wash, wash. After you wash the clothes, hang them up to dry. After you wash the clothes, hang them up to dry. Begin, begin. Begin, began, begun. Our first English class will begin on January 20th, 2017. Our first English class will begin on January 20th, 2017.
All right, so the conversation first starts off with the scenario. It says, Tiffany, me, and Laura are shopping. So Tiffany sees a white dress. She likes it, but she thinks it's a bit expensive.
今天的对话背景来到呢 ,Tiffany 和 Laura 在逛街购物。Tiffany 看到一件呢白色的洋装，她喜欢这件洋装，但觉得呢有一点昂贵。
Laura says, why don't you ask the clerk for a discount? Now, discount, which we also saw in the title, it means an amount taken off at the regular price. So, usually you get a certain number of or a percentage off of something. So, for example, maybe the dress is 1,000 NT. We can get 10% off. So, it means you get 100 NT off.
So, sometimes there are special...like times where there's lots of discounts everywhere.
Oh, that's right. We call that a sale.
A sale?
Yeah, and we can also use it in a sentence like this. There's a sale at my favorite store, or I got this dress on sale.
好，所以这边的文章就说到了 Laura 问啊，你为什么不要求店员算你便宜点呢？ To ask somebody for something 就是跟某人要求某物的意思。文章中是 ask the clerk for a discount 跟店员要折扣。Discount 那就是折扣的意思啦。老板会说呢 I can give you a discount if you buy two of them. 如果你买两个的话我就会算你便宜一点。如果是打个九折的话呢老板会说 I can give you a 10% discount if you buy two of them. When something's on sale, 代表的是某价某物特价出售中。那如果呢是 for sale, 那就不一样咯。它代表的是啊这件物品是出售的可是没有特价。And we saw the word clerk in a sentence.
That's right. Clerk is our word, power word. It's spelled C-L-E-R-K, clerk. It's a noun and it means a person who works at a store, like a clothing store, shoe store, or grocery store. Now, their job is to take care of the store, such as taking in the right amount of money for the stuff they sell, or maybe even just cleaning and taking care of the stock.We can use it for, in a sentence like this, we can say, I asked the clerk to help me find a dress in my size. I asked the clerk to help me find a dress in my size.
Clerk, 店员。例句说到呢，我请店员帮我找我的尺寸的洋装。So, how does Tiffany answer Laura's question?
Okay, well, I say...I can't bargain very well. When we bargain, it's a verb here, and it means to try and to buy something at a lower price, lower than the original price. You can also use bargain as a noun as well, but then the sentence will be, that was a good bargain, or I got it for a good bargain.
Tiffany 这边就说到啦，我不太会讨价还价诶。Bargain 在文章当中呢是当动词使用，讨价还价也就是讲价的意思。To bargain with somebody 也就是和某人讲价。Tiffany is not good at bargaining with people， 她不太会跟人家讲价，讨价还价。Bargain 也可以当名词来使用哦。 For example, 刚刚呢 Tiffany 老师提到的 That was a good bargain, 那还算便宜，还算划算，你得到了一个 good bargain。 还有呢，我们可以说 I got it for a good bargain, 我以划算便宜的价钱买到那样东西的。
So would you say you're very good at bargaining?
Yep, you know what? You can see in our introduction how good I am at bargaining. You know, 脸皮要够厚的人才会杀价。You know what that means?
I think so.
You need to have thick skin.
Okay, I will learn some more skills from you guys.
So Tiffany, I know you are not good at it. What about Laura?
I feel like Laura could be very good at this. She is the master. So let's take a look. She says, it's easy. Watch me.
Laura 就说了很简单看我的。
And Laura, she goes to the clerk and she says, hi, I'd like to get this dress. Do you have a new one?
Laura 接着就跟店员说了 hi, 我想要这件洋装你们有新的吗
Let's see what the store clerk will say to her. The store clerk says, I'm afraid not. This is the last one.
Uh-oh.
So what does I'm afraid not mean?
店员这边先说到 I'm afraid not, 也就是 I'm afraid we don't have a new one. 恐怕没有新的。这是最后一件了。This is the last one.
And then Laura says, there is a mark on it. Can it come off?By the way, your shoes are so cute. Okay, so she first takes a look at the new dress, and then she sees there's something on it, and then she says, by the way, your shoes are so cute. By the way here just means also. So she's telling this store clerk, also, I think your shoes are cute.
Laura 这边就说到了这件洋装上面呢有一个痕迹耶弄得掉吗 By the way, 顺带一提你的鞋子好可爱哦 I see what's Laura doing here, Tiffany. She's trying to sweet talk the clerk to get the price down. By the way, you are so pretty too. Oh, your eyes are so big. I wish I could have your eyes.
Really?
Give me some discount.
okay, so you already see Laura's skill right here. She's trying to say something nice to the clerk.Okay, I got that down. We also saw another word pair word here. We saw the word mark. M-A-R-K, mark. There is a mark on it. Now, the mark here means a small area on something, and it means it's probably dirty or it got damaged or something is on the dress or the piece of clothing. So...If you have something on your clothes, like, a black spot, or you got ketchup on your shirt, okay, that's called a mark. So if you're eating fries, you get ketchup on your white shirt, then you might leave a mark on the shirt. Okay, how do we use mark in a sentence? We can say, Peter cleaned the mark on the wall with some soap and water. Peter cleaned the mark on the wall with some soap and water.
Mark 在文章中呢是名词痕迹污点。那另外还有的意思呢是标志或者是记号。例句说到呢 ,Peter 用肥皂和水清理墙上的污渍。那另外跟同学们补充哦 ,Mark 也可以是成绩的意思。What mark did you get in your English exam? 你英文考试的成绩是多少呢还有啊 ,Mark 可以当动词代表的是做记号批改成绩 For example, we can say Put a mark on your cups So that we won't take the wrong one 请你在你的杯子上面做记号这样一来呢我们就不会拿错杯子了或者是我们也可以说 I always stay up late to mark exam papers 老师我呢总是熬夜来批改考卷Alright, what does the clerk say about the mark, Tiffany? Does it come off? 可以弄掉吗?
Okay, the clerk says, thank you. That mark will come off when you wash it.
店员就说啦,谢谢你哦,那个痕迹呢,会在你清洗的时候消失。
Wait a second, the clerk hasn't talked about anything about the discount.
I know, right? Okay, but we learned that there's a mark on the dress. There's something important we need to know. Does it come off? Yes, it does. We can wash it. And wash is our word pair word. It's spelled W-A-S-H, wash. It's a verb here and it means to clean something because it's dirty. And we usually use soap and water to clean things. So wash your hands, you can wash your clothes, you can wash the dishes. Okay. Have you heard of the saying, though? Wash your mouth with soap.
Wash your mouth with soap. 用肥皂来洗嘴巴。That means maybe you said something that is dirty.
Yeah.
That is not polite.
Yeah, you said something naughty or you say something bad. Now, sometimes parents might say this to you when you say certain things. Okay, but how do we use wash in a sentence? Our word power sentence is, after you wash the clothes, hang them up to dry.After you wash the clothes, hang them up to dry.
Wash, 清洗的动作。Wash your hands, 洗你的手。Wash your clothes, 洗你的衣服。Wash the dishes, or do the dishes, 洗碗。那例句说到呢，你洗完衣服之后啊，把它们挂起来晒干。
So yes, we want to know, did we get the discount? Let's see what Laura says. She says, could you give me a discount?Because of this mark, please?
Laura 就说了，因为有这个痕迹，你可以给我个折扣吗？
The store clerk says, this dress is 20% off already.
店员就说啊，这件洋装已经是 20% off, 代表就是中文里面的八折。已经八折优惠了，你还要折扣？
Yep, and Laura says, it's still too expensive.Oh, well, thanks for your help.
Laura 就说了，八折还是太贵了。那谢谢你的帮忙咯。Is Laura leaving?
Yeah, she didn't even help me get the dress yet.
What?
Okay, let's see what it says. The scenario says, Laura and Tiffany begin to walk away from the store.
最后 ,Laura and Tiffany 开始离开这家店。This is a good way too. I see what she's doing here.Too. I guess Laura wants the clerk to stop her from walking away. Hey, lady! Come back!
So it's not a bad thing, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, when we begin to walk away from the store, begin here is our word pair word. It's spelled B-E-G-I-N, begin. And it means to start to do something. So the movie begins at 3, meaning the movie will start at 3. Now let's take a look at our word pair sentence. It says, our first English class will begin on January 20th, 2017.Our first English class will begin on January 20th, 2017.
Begin 也就是 start 的意思。不过 begin 的三态呢，同学们要特别注意哦。三态是不规则变化的，而且三个样子都长不一样。Begin, began, begun。那例句说到呢，我们的第一堂英文课会在2017年的1月20号开始。
好 so will...The clerk stopped Laura. It says, wait, I'll give you a discount. How does 30% off sound?
接下来呢，店员真的把他叫住了。他说，等一下，我给你折扣。七折可以吗？
Oh, so it worked. So what happens? I buy the dress. So Tiffany buys the dress.
Good. 最后 Tiffany 呢，如愿以偿买到她喜欢的洋装。
Yay!
So you got a good bargain.
Yeah, I got a good discount as well.
Yes, that's good for you. 现在呢，我们要进到 Matchbox. 然后呢，听完 Matchbox, 我们就要到我们的 review time. So stay with us, don't go anywhere.
Hello everyone, 大家看过穿着 Prada 的恶魔吗？这部超常在电视上重播的，大家记得在电影里可怜的小助理要跑东跑西，帮恶魔老板买咖啡、买牛排、取货、帮小孩做作业，反正就是各种跑腿。这部电影让我想起我的朋友的朋友的妈妈，绝对不是我妈妈啦，她也是常常跟我朋友说 get this, get that on the way home, and oh, by the way, tell your sister to come home for dinner. 回家记得顺便买什么，然后还要记得叫姐姐回家吃饭。正当她要挂电话的时候，妈妈还补了 oh, by the way, can you ask your dad what time he's coming home? 啊，好多 by the way 啊。我们先看到 way 这个字， way 有很多意思，搭配不同的介系词就衍生其他的意思了。比如啊，我已经在路上了，我们可以说 I'm on my way， 或是某个东西挡在你的面前，我们可以说 Your clothes is in my way， I can't go into the room， 你的衣服挡住了，我根本进不去房间。 那么今天 Winnie 朋友的朋友的妈妈当口头禅说 by the way， 意思呢是顺带一提，这非常好用啦。比如你跟朋友在想晚上要吃什么，诶，突然想要岔开话题讲，就可以很顺的 Oh, by the way, did you know George and Mary are dating? 中文就可以翻作 Oh, 对了。所以这里就是说 Oh, 对了，你听说 George 和 Mary 在交往了吗？或者像 Winnie 的朋友的朋友的妈妈一样，说完一件事，你还有另外一件事不太相干要说，就可以用 by the way 连接，有点类似 PS 的概念。So, by the way, 是不是又到了小测验的时间啦？该怎么用英文说？哦，对了，你有看见我的钥匙吗？ Find out the answer right after the break. 答案是 By the way, did you see where my keys are? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Alright, everyone, welcome to our review time. Today, we're going to play a game where, Elsie will ask me yes-no questions, and I will answer them for her, and she has to try to guess the word.
Okay, 现在呢 ,Tiffany 老师呢要帮我们想出一个单字在她脑袋里面，然后呢我要用 yes-no 的问句来问她，她只能回答 yes or no. 那我要来试着，同学们也要哦，试着把这个字给猜到。
Are you ready? I've thought of a word already.
Okay, so is there a word in your mind already?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay. Tiffany, is this word a verb?
No.
Oh, it's not a verb. 不是动词啊。那我们这边的单字除了不是动词之外，那就是 It's a noun. Is it a noun?
Yes.
Okay, it's a noun. Is this something that we can write down?
No.
是我们可以写下来的吗？比如说做个记号，做个痕迹。No, it's not. Is it a person?
Yes.
It's a person. So we got wash, mark, clerk. I think the word is clerk.
Yes.
I've got it.
You've got it.
Good. Clerk, 店员。
That's right. All right, so did you guys get the word? I hope you did. It was quite easy.But that's all the time that we have for today. You can try this game with your classmates and friends、mm-hmm. as well. But that's all for today. Don't forget to listen to day two. For now, this is Tiffany.
And this is Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye. Can I get a discount?
Tiffany and Laura are shopping. Tiffany sees a white dress. She likes it.But she thinks it's a bit expensive.
Why don't you ask the clerk for a discount?
I can't bargain very well.
It's easy. Watch me. Hi, I'd like to get this dress. Do you have a new one?
I'm afraid not. This is the last one.
There is a mark on it. Can it come off? By the way...Your shoes are so cute.
Thank you. That mark will come off when you wash it.
Could you give me a discount because of this mark, please?
This dress is 20% off already.
It's still too expensive. Oh well, thanks for your help.
Laura and Tiffany begin to walk away from the store.
Wait, I'll give you a discount.How does 30% off sound?
Tiffany buys the dress.
Clerk. Clerk. I asked the clerk to help me find a dress in my size. I asked the clerk to help me find a dress in my size.Mark, mark. Peter cleaned the mark on the wall with some soap and water. Peter cleaned the mark on the wall with some soap and water. Wash, wash. After you wash the clothes, hang them up to dry. After you wash the clothes, hang them up to dry. Begin. Begin. Begin, began, begun. Our first English class will begin on January 20th, 2017. Our first English class will begin on January 20th, 2017.